the Celebrity Doll Museum presents the Dwight D. Eisenhower Talking Doll, made by Toy Presidents in 2005. The recording is from the belly speaker of the doll.
America is today the strongest, the most influential, and most productive nation in the world. The first task of a new administration will be to review and re-examine every course of action open to us with one goal in view, to bring the Korean War to an early and honorable end. We want democracy to survive for all generations to come, not to become the insolvent phantom of tomorrow.
History does not long entrust the care of freedom to the weak or the timid.
There is only one real peace now, and that is peace for all time.
You and I, my fellow citizens, need to be strong in our faith that all nations under God will reach the goal of peace with justice. May we be ever unswerving in devotion to principle, confident but humble with power, diligent in pursuit of the nation's great goals. We annually spend on military security alone more than the net income of all United States corporations. In the councils of government, we must guard against the acquisition of unwarranted influence, whether sought or unsought, by the military-industrial complex.
I feel very highly privileged and honored to welcome the 49th state into the union. Such a ceremony has not taken place in almost half a century. All 49 states will join in welcoming the new one, Hawaii, to this union. We will wish for her prosperity, security, happiness, and a growing, closer relationship with all of the other states.
The atomic age has moved forward at such a pace that every citizen of the world should have some comprehension, at least in comparative terms, of the extent of this development. Occasional pages of history do record the faces of the great destroyers, but the whole book of history reveals mankind's never-ending quest for peace and mankind's God-given capacity to build. The United States knows that peaceful power from atomic energy is no dream of the future. That capability, already proved, is here, now, today.
For we do not accept the use of force as a wise or proper instrument for the settlement of international disputes.
Destiny has laid upon our country the responsibility of the free world leadership. Common sense and common decency alike dictate the futility of appeasement. We shall never try to placate an aggressor by the false and wicked bargain of trading honor for security. We reject any insinuation that one race or another, one people or another, is in any sense inferior or expendable. A people that values its privileges above its principles soon loses both. Especially we pray that our concern shall be for all the people, regardless of station, race, or calling. Whatever America hopes to bring to pass in the world must first come to pass in the heart of America.
We pray that peoples of all faiths, all races, all nations, may have their great human needs satisfied.
God created man to enjoy, not destroy, the fruits of the earth and of their own soil. People of Western Europe, a landing was made this morning on the coast of France by troops of the Allied Expeditionary Force. This landing is part of the concerted United Nations plan for the liberation of Europe, made in conjunction with our great Russian allies.
And let us all be
beseech the blessing of Almighty God upon this great and noble undertaking.
When the enemy struck on that June day of 1950, what did America do? It did what it always has done in all its times of peril. It appealed to the heroism of its youth. The answer to that appeal has been what any American knew it would be. It has been sheer valor.
The tide has turned. The free men of the world are marching together to victory.
The future shall belong to the free. We have grown in power and in responsibility.
That was the Dwight D. Eisenhower Talking Doll, made by Toy Presidents in 2005. It was presented by the Celebrity Doll Museum.